Now, even if you don't live in London or you only rarely travel on public transport, I'm prepared to bet, hypothetically of course, that this voice will be familiar to you.
Please find the gap between the train and the platform.
Platform 12 for the 1619 Southern service to London Bridge.
Platform 12 for the 1454 Southwest train service to Poole and Portsmouth Park.
It is the voice of Phil Sayer, who has died at the age of 62. He worked as a presenter for BBC Radio Manchester in the 1980s, and as you've just heard, he is the Mind the Gap voice, among other sonorous warnings and information announcements for public transport. I've been talking to another voiceover artist about Phil Sayer. He's John Briggs, best known as the voice of Siri, the so-called intelligent personal assistant on Apple iPhones. He's also the voice on many sat-navs and on programmes such as The Weakest Link.
Phil was one of those warm, enveloping voices that actually you probably didn't notice, and that was part of his skill, because you had a very important instruction and you had to give it in such a way that people would pay attention, because you don't want them falling in between the platform and the train. They had to take notice of it, but it didn't want to interrupt their day. And that's why his voice was so well used and so well loved. And the phrase "mind the gap" is one that now enters common parlance. So he had a unique skill in that sense, that it's actually quite difficult to be noticed yet unnoticed.
I suppose that in trying to unpick it and define it a little bit, it is that combination of familiarity, some sense of safety, and also just feeling that here's a person that is completely to be trusted.
Voices are terribly important on that score, and how much people pay attention to those voices is also important. You've got very important instructions being given in all sorts of strange and sometimes very noisy places, if you think about airport environments and indeed, of course, tube stations, any railway station. The voice has to cut through so that somebody actually hears the instruction and indeed entertains the information, because if you spend your time going, what was that, what flight number, which gate, that's going to be no use whatsoever.
Is it significant that it was a male voice that was chosen for that particular instruction?
I assume they've done a number of tests to see how people responded. I know that tests have been done with fighter pilots, because when fighter pilots are operating in very, very tight time frames, of course, they have to have a warning voice if they're approaching maybe high ground or electricity cables that they will pay attention to in amongst the myriad of other things that they're also doing. And they discovered that fighter pilots, strange as it may seem, respond better to a female voice than they do to a male voice. So they take much better instruction. They pay greater attention to a female voice that warns them of danger. And I assume with Phil's voice as well, that tests were done to make sure they had the right voice that would actually make people pay attention and obey the instruction, which was the primary purpose of it, of course.
Part of the reason why I asked that, of course, is because you were the synthesised voice of Siri on the iPhone here in the United Kingdom. But in America, Siri is female.
Yes, Susan Bennett is the voice of Siri, or was the original voice of Siri in the US. Nobody has ever explained to me why the differentiation was made by Apple, and to this date I'm not quite sure, although some people have suggested that in America they needed something soothing and gentle, whereas in the no-nonsense world of business here in the UK, they needed something strong and subtle, sort of James Bond-like, perhaps without the guns and the girls.
I suppose that there is this aspect to the defining of what makes a voice the voice that we are familiar with and the one that we recognise, is partly to do with knowing when it's done badly. When it's done badly, it's easily identifiable, whereas when it's completely effective, and perhaps Phil Sayer falls into this category, that you just become utterly, utterly familiar and used to it.
You didn't notice him. And of course, Phil was the bearer of bad news, as indeed was his wife, Eleanor. They had this strange combination, of course. Not only were they husband and wife, they were a brilliant pair of voiceover artists as well, and Eleanor still is. And they had this problem in a way. They spent their lives apologising, because, of course, Phil would apologise for overground trains. He was, of course, the voice of Mind the Gap, but most often heard southwestern trains and so on, as the voice would warn you that the latest train was going to be late. In a way, a voice of doom, because you don't want to hear that news, but it was delivered so warmly, and Phil had such a beautiful, gentle voice that actually you didn't mind too much.
That was voiceover artist John Briggs fondly remembering Phil Sayer, who has died at the age of 62.